Okay, we're going to take a little break right here because we have a very special treat right now. On the telephone with me is Kathy Matea. Hello, Kathy.
Good morning. Is everything working?
Everything is perfect. And, you know, I've had many privileges in my over 50 years in broadcasting. This has got to be one of the top 10 or top 5 or maybe the best treat ever. How are you?
I'm great. Are you kidding? With an intro like that, how could I not be great?
I'm really just thrilled because I have played your tunes hundreds of times, and I love the way you sing.
Thank you very much. Well, I love singing. So
yes, you do.
After a summer off, we are headed back out on the road, so I'm excited about that.
It is so exciting. Kathy Matea will be right here in Roxboro Sunday, September 11th at 7:30 at the Kirby. And, wow, you got a lot of stops to make?
We're doing mostly weekends, and I'm in the middle of making a new record, so I've been kind of working on that when I'm home.
Oh, good.
And just after really touring a lot for the last couple of years, actually, I've toured through the spring and then took the summer off, and so I just feel kind of like I'm ready, like I keep mentally packing in my head. You know, I'm ready to get back out and play music.
Well, you know, I guess that's where the real beat is, right there in front of the people, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's just such a gift. And, you know, after sitting and working on new songs and playing around in the studio some, it's fun, and it's fun to create new stuff, but for me, the real juice about singing is creating a sense of community, like really connecting people.
Yes.
And there's something that happens when you're there with an audience and with the songs and with the players that, you know, it's very, you can't get it any other way. You can't get that juice any other way. It's just a sweet thing.
This community is a warm, friendly little Southern community, and they are going to love your performance. And you have such a variety of music abilities, Kathy.
Well, yeah, the last record that I made, which actually got nominated for a Grammy, much to my surprise, was an Appalachian album, an album of all Appalachian music called Coal, and that was the theme of it.
Yeah.
And so we'll do some songs from that, and then we do lots of our old, you know, hits that people will remember and maybe some songs that will surprise people.
Mm-hmm.
And we rearrange some of them so that they kind of might be a little, have a little bit of a twist to them so people will have, you know, something new to sink their teeth into. And it's just great fun.
Mm-hmm. 17 albums, is that correct?
God, I hear you say it. It doesn't even sound real. I guess so, 17 albums. I lose track, but yes, lots of records.
and you've been going since the early 80s.
Yeah, I signed my record deal in 1983, and I had my first hit in 1985.
Right.
And then I went on and had a really nice country music career, and now I've been doing sort of going back and exploring some of the roots of the music that, you know, I wound up having this big career in. So I've been exploring Celtic music and Appalachian music and bluegrass music and the influences that they've had on the music I've been making for my whole life.
Mm-hmm. We have a nice, cozy little... it was a former movie theater, but it's now a little civic auditorium, and it's cozy, and you'll be fairly close to your audience, and man, I can't wait.
Well, that's my favorite kind of place to play, because for me, a lot of our songs are really about the lyrics. The words are really important, so people need to be able to hear, and the best part about those kind of rooms, aside from just the history they hold in the community, is that... It becomes, if I do my job well, it becomes more like a conversation as opposed to me singing at people. And that's the beauty. That's when it's just so sweet.
Yeah.
And I also have to say that I think it's really, it really says something lovely about a community when they preserve these places and when they care to bring people in and bring the arts into their, because the arts don't just live in big cities. The arts live everywhere. So
yeah.
I just always find it a really sweet thing to come into a town, small towns that really preserve their gems like this.
Yeah. You got to do one thing for me.
Okay.
All right. And you know, DJs ask stupid questions sometimes. Can you just do one thing? Can you just sing 18 Wheels and a Yellow Rose and do that for me?
I don't know. I kind of like your version.
And a Dozen Roses.
Oh, see, 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that in person.
Yeah, we'll do them all. We love singing those songs.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
Well, that's sort of like saying, which one of your children is your favorite? You know, if you choose wisely, you love them all in different ways, and they're sort of like facets on a diamond. But I love 18 Wheels
yeah.
still to this day, and I love Where Have You Been.
Yes, so beautiful.
And I love at the Five and Dime. I mean, just so many of these songs have lived well over a long period of time. They're like good friends.
You know, our area is pretty hot on bluegrass. You've sung a little bluegrass in your time, too, haven't you?
I have indeed. In fact, my last album was number one on the bluegrass charts for several weeks.
Wow.
Much to my surprise. And so we've got a few of those things in there, too. And I have to say, I have some really great musicians. So it's worth the trip out just to listen to these guys play. They're just really... My fiddle player's from Ireland, and
uh-huh.
a phenom. And my bass player... is the son of a legendary bluegrass fiddle guy named Buddy Spiker.
Yeah.
And so they're just, you know, they've all been playing their whole lives. So it's really, and they just, you know, they don't phone it in, man. They are excited to be here. So it's really fun.
We are looking so forward to it. September 11th, 7:30. And this is one of the highlights of my career. Thank you so much for letting
you.
Us
thank
have a chance to talk with you, Kathy Matea. Wow.
Well, thanks for having me on.
And we'll look forward to seeing you at the Kirby. And travel safe.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about the family real quickly.
Well, my brother just moved to Pamlico Sound in North Carolina.
Oh, my goodness.
About 3 months ago, and the hurricane came right
yeah.
over his house.
Yes.
Today.
Yeah.
Everyone in his town is okay, and his house is still standing and did not flood, so he was... happy. He's helping everybody else clean up this week.
Good, good.
And my other brother's back in West Virginia, and my parents have passed on.
Uh-huh.
My husband's doing great, still writing songs. He's in the basement in our studio right now, and life is good.
You go, girl. I tell you, we can't wait. Thank you for calling in, and we'll certainly look forward to that date, September 11th.
Thank you. We will, too. Thanks a lot.
Have a great day. Kathy Matea. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Kathy Matea, ladies and gentlemen, and she's coming to the Kirby. We just had to have her on today. Special treat for you right here on 96.7.